Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Senator Bozeman with us. And, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us on this Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, as always.
You know, it's really funny. I got to do a shout-out about Valentine's. You know, one of my most memorable moments was, I don't know if you've ever had this opportunity to have it in your life, but Valentine's, they'll say it's Valentine's Day, and it's like 4 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I was like in Batesville one year, and my wife was coming back from Little Rock, and I called the country club. I gave the ladies a big tip. I said, can you just hold a table? We'll be getting there just before you close. Oh, no problem, Bob. I said, I've got something special for you. So they had little candles, and they covered me because I totally, totally forgot about Valentine's Day. And we got to remind those guys. Yeah. So do you have any experience like that yourself?
I didn't know that you were such a romantic. That's great.
I don't know if you call that romantic. I think that was just covering myself.
I think what Kathy and I have enjoyed more than anything, especially, you know, when our kids were younger and this and that, was to make a point to go out and eat, you know, like you're talking about, and spend some time together. The other thing is we both really like Cadbury chocolate. And so it's a good time to have, you know, the Cadbury chocolate Valentine's candy, and a good excuse to kind of cheat a little bit there. So that's always been fun through the years.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff for sure. Well, you know, one thing when we're looking at the news, and I mean, it's so good to see Valentine's and love, but when you say love in Washington, D.C., those two really don't come together. I mean, it just seems like the news cycle is just, it just hammers and over and over. And I swear, it seems like we've been listening to impeachment the entire time of Trump. With the impeachment, what's going to happen next?
Well, you know, you mentioned listening the entire time, and you're exactly right. I mean, there was people calling for his impeachment almost as soon as he was elected, maybe even before he was elected. And then just before the trial started over here, after they'd done it in the House, Representative Green was talking about going forward and starting to gather evidence, even while the trial was going on, so they could do it again. It's not a good situation. I felt like in looking at the evidence from the House members, looking at how it was done in the House, I thought it was a very unfair process. They brought it over to the Senate very unprepared. And so at the end of the day, there just wasn't stuff that rose to the height of actual anything that had to do with actually impeaching a president. My fear is that in the future, anytime you've got a president of one party and then a House of a different party, then that's just going to be a weapon, you know, that you might use to halt the president's agenda, or, you know, try and remove him from office. And the one thing that we've had in our country is political stability through the years. That's what separates us from the rest of the world. So that's a real downside. I'm glad it's over. You know, we had almost every Republican vote no, and some Democrats also vote no. So hopefully this will make it such that we don't have to worry about it again for a long time.
When you look at the way things are in D.C., and sometimes we don't have a filter. It sounds like it's just hate, and everybody hates everybody, and everybody wants to sue everybody, and nobody trusts anybody. But that's not really like it is. You have Democrats that you do work together. It's not really that you guys don't even look at each other when you walk down the hall.
No, you're exactly right. These are people that you work with every day, and certainly, you know, they've got their things that they believe, and we have differences of opinion. And for the most part, that's really very civil. This year, I think we'll have the opportunity to pass a bill that has to do with our transportation. That's about 40% of the dollars that Arkansas gets for its transportation system. And that's true throughout the country, probably in almost every state. So these are important things. And in the past, we've been able to come together. You know, last Congress, we passed a farm bill that was so important to Arkansas. 25% of our economy, record number of votes in the Senate, so very bipartisan effort. So you do see a lot of things, but people sell newspapers and news by reporting the things that they can to really make it such that they're a lot juicier than they actually are.
Well, and you also can talk about trade. I mean, the president recently signed the USMCA trade deal, and the first phase
very
of China.
Bipartisan effort. Did the USMCA, again, that Democrats and Republicans coming together in this atmosphere. That was so important. What was really hurting us was having a situation where businesses didn't know for certain what was going to happen in the future. You had so much uncertainty. So when you're uncertain like that, you're not buying products, you're not reinvesting, you're not planning out and going forward. Now that we've got the USMCA settled, which is our biggest trading partners, and then also the agreement with China, things are moving along very, very well and will be a big boost to our economy.
And what about the U.S.-Kenya trade deal?
Well, U.S.-Kenya, in fact, I met with the president of Kenya not too long ago, you know, talked about this. This is something that's moving forward. I think it's a great, for a lot of different reasons, certainly would help the Kenyans, help us, because the agreements that we're working on now, we're not doing it so that they're lopsided. We don't want free trade. We want fair trade. We want to be good for both sides. And so we're trying to work out something that will help them, help the American people, and then have enforcement mechanisms to make sure that they're agreed to. But no, I think this will be really good and be a great example for what we can do with countries in the rest of Africa and throughout the world.
Now, one thing that I guess I would like for you to kind of share with our listeners, it's a census year, and it's very, very important.
Yes.
And explain why we've got to take this and put it on the top shelf and get it done right.
No, I'm so glad that you brought that up because it's so, so very important. The census dictates turnback dollars from the federal government, state government, and things. So many of our areas in Arkansas are not growing as rapidly as we'd like or actually losing population. So we need to count everybody that's there. And if we don't, you know, if we're not counting them, then they're not there according to the data. And so as a result, it really does affect the economy of the various counties in Arkansas and the state in itself. So I hope that all of your listeners will participate and encourage their neighbors to participate so that we can get an accurate count and then make sure that we've got all the, you know, what we're entitled to based on the census that is a for real accurate number, as opposed to being undercounted. I think Arkansas is 37th, something like that, in reporting. So we don't have a good history of actually, you know, reporting the numbers that actually, you know, are in the state. But when we don't do that, it really does hurt us. So again, thanks for mentioning it. And I'd really like to encourage your listeners to be sure and participate. And then if there's an opportunity to help out getting others to participate, I would very much appreciate it if they would do that.
Well, I know that you're just about out of time. We know we got to move on, but I want to do a shout out to Elijah that's with your Mountain Home office. You know, we had a remote Wednesday, and it was pouring down rain for 3 hours at Taylor Hearing's grand opening in Batesville, and it was just everybody was drenched, and he comes in with his sunshine personality, and everybody was like, wow, that was really nice. I mean, driving from Mountain Home, I know he had other business, so we appreciate that for sure.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning it. He's a very, very nice young man, and just bringing up, you know, those kind of things in general. Certainly, if any of your listeners are having problems, veterans problems, Social Security problems, anything that runs them afoul with the federal government, maybe they've got an IRS issue, the list just goes on again, on and on, immigration issue, be sure and contact our offices, and we will be glad to help any way we can. And then also that goes for the rest of the Arkansas delegation. Everybody wants to do their best to help others. We understand that these are service jobs, and would like to help in any way that we could.
Well, we sure do appreciate you taking time and talking to us. We've been talking with Senator John Bozeman here on KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this at kffb.com as well. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.